Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is CEO of Coco Dispensaries, Brooke Foster. Brooke, Coco Dispensaries is opening its newest location in Chillicothe at 11 a.m. today. This will be one of the first medical marijuana dispensaries to open in our Missouri listening area. So I'm curious, what kind of excitement and anticipation have you heard there in the community of Chillicothe?
Well, first of all, let me say that the Chillicothe community has been really great to work with and super welcoming. So we're very excited to be in that community and in that area of the state. And we want to serve the patients there. You know, rural Missouri sometimes gets overlooked. And so we're excited to be there and be able to provide the medicine for people that, you know, that region. They don't have to drive very far to get their medicine. So, you know, so far so good. You know, we started working with the city, you know, well over a year ago, even before licenses were awarded. We wanted to introduce ourselves and make sure they understood that we were there to be a viable member of the business community. But, you know, anytime we needed a police chief to come and look at our security or fire chief to come do the fire inspection, and there's a lot of regulations with the Missouri Department of Health in order to, you know, be in compliance and maintain this license. They've all just been super helpful and, you know, have been very accommodating as far as, you know, they didn't make us wait for appointments. They, you know, they were very easy to work with. And we do get several calls a day. When's Chillicothe going to be open? That's from, you know, the patient perspective. And so right now, you know, I think people are just excited to be able to have this medicine available to them.
So looking at the map, your location is about 90 minutes from Kansas City and then about an hour east from St. Joe. And your location, I believe, would be serving a large rural community that isn't looking to drive all the way to Kansas City to stock up or buy their much-needed medical marijuana. So I'm curious, what kind of crowds are you expecting today? Are you expecting a lot of people in the Chillicothe community? Are you expecting folks from smaller communities throughout the region?
Well, I hope so. You know, we want them to come and check us out, and we realize that, you know, all over the state there's dispensaries popping up, and everybody's trying to do a good job. At Coco, we, you know, we just hope that we can provide such, you know, great customer service and provide an environment that is welcoming. We kind of pride ourselves on our dispensary, what it looks like and the vibe of it, quite frankly, that, you know, it's welcoming to all generations, young and old. We want everyone to feel comfortable when they walk in. We've gone to a lot of training of our staff, so they're going to be able to speak with a lot of knowledge about each product, and they're going to be able to provide a lot of guidance for patients, especially first-time users. But if you are driving an hour to come see us, we want to make sure that, you know, it was worth that drive. We sure don't want to disappoint somebody who got in the car and drove an hour to come see us. We are going to have several products available. I do want to be honest about that. The Missouri market is limited. That's not just our dispensary. That's all over the state. We have been lucky that we have a partnership with C4 Farms, which is a cultivation in Carrollton, Missouri. So, you know, it's not very far down the road. So we do have, you know, product available to us. And then we will be getting edibles and drinks and infused drinks from Clover out of Kansas City. So we will have several things to choose from, but we will not have a full product line probably until summer or maybe even a little later when all the manufacturers and all the cultivators have geared up. So we want to be honest with people. You know, you might want to give us a call because if you're searching for something specifically, we may not have that product yet. And I certainly don't want you to get in the car and then come be disappointed. So give us a call and let us answer those questions for you. But we do feel like if you do travel a distance, near or far, we're going to take good care of you once you get there.
We're talking with Brooke Foster, the CEO of Coco Dispensaries, which is opening its newest location in Chillicothe at 11 a.m. today. This is going to be one of the first medical marijuana dispensaries to open in our Missouri listening area. Brooke, this next question is kind of on behalf of first-timers, people who've never visited a medical marijuana dispensary before. What is it that they need to know, and what can they expect as soon as they get there?
So that's a great question. That's another thing we want to make really clear. When you come to not only our dispensary, but any dispensary, you need to have your patient card that you got through the Missouri Department of Health. So most people know that. If you do not have a medical marijuana card yet, then we can give you instructions on how to go about getting that. You do need to get a doctor's certification, and all of those doctors are licensed, and all of those doctors are registered with the Missouri Department of Health. But we do have, we are not allowed to do certifications on site, but we can, you know, give you guidance on what doctors are available and how you go about getting that card. But fast forward, you've got your card. You need to come with that card and a valid ID with a photo on it. Most people use driver's licenses. Military IDs and there are state IDs are also acceptable, but we do have to have a valid, non-expired photo ID to compare with that patient card. Once that's all valid and verified, you're entered into our system, and then you will have a one-on-one experience with our product specialist. That is also a state regulation. You're not just going to be, you know, coming into the showroom and you're on your own. We're going to have somebody right there with you, guiding you every step of the way, and you have one-on-one patient to product specialist ratio. So you're going to be in good hands. Once you get into the showroom, we'll explain the products that we have available, answer any questions. You will have to show your patient card and ID once again during the transaction. And after that, it's basically checking out just like you check out at any store, no matter what the product is. We just ask you to show your ID and your medical card a second time while you're in the showroom floor.
And what kind of COVID-19 precautions are in place?
So we will follow all CDC guidelines. All of our staff will be wearing masks. We want to do that to protect you, you know, protect all of our patients. It will be up to the patient's discretion whether they want to wear a mask, but all of our people will be wearing masks, and we, of course, you know, take all the standard safety protocols and, you know, lots and lots of cleaning, and we have cleaning schedules, and people can certainly feel safe when they come into our facility. But, you know, we're going to follow all of those guidelines. We want you to feel comfortable coming in.
So this next question is based on other medical marijuana dispensaries that have already opened across the state. There are a lot that have kind of run out of supplies on their first day open because there's so many people clamoring for this ever since medical marijuana was approved in Missouri in 2018. So I guess, not to put you on the spot, but is that a possibility today?
One thing about the bigger cities, obviously they have a bigger patient count. They have more population. So, you know, and a lot of the urban dispensaries ran out of product because there was only one or two open, and they're serving, you know, lots and lots and lots of people. Obviously, in Livingston County, the patient count isn't up to that level. So we're hopeful that we're not going to run out. We are going to get a delivery from Clover, so we should be stocked. I can't promise that that's going to last for weeks and weeks, but it should last a while. Obviously, with C4 down the road from us, that's going to help. We will only have two strains of flower to sell, but we will have plenty of those. So, I feel confident we're going to make it through a few days for sure. You know, we're super excited to be there. It's been a long journey for sure. The process to get the license and the process to become compliant and to do all the things you had to do to get open, it was challenging. So we're super excited to finally be able to open our doors, and we just really want to say thank you for being patient to all the people up in Chillicothe and the surrounding areas, because they certainly have had to be patient, and so we're very appreciative of that, and, you know, we're just excited and looking forward to serving everybody and meeting everybody in the days to come.
All right, Brooke, thank you for coming on this morning, and good luck today. Once again, that was CEO of Coco Dispensaries, Brooke Foster. Coco Dispensaries is opening a new medical marijuana dispensary in Chillicothe and one of the first medical marijuana dispensaries in Northwest Missouri region. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.